Welcome once again to another audio snippet from the church at Texas. I want to bring you more scriptures on this image situation because I have a feeling some of you are not going to be able to take hold of it the first time. Let's go to the very first chapter of Genesis, verse 26 and 27. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. And then he also created the male and the female. So that scripture right there gives us detail on this image situation that Paul was talking about over in 1 Corinthians or wherever. And that's what we're talking about. Man is made in the image of God. That's why he says he made him, not them. So obviously that's the truth, and that's the only word that's truth is God's word. So as I read it to you, I want to believe it and accept it because that's what it says. Now, what you're going to have to understand here is another situation that's in this right here, and that is that this image thing is like it says right there, according to our likeness, it's the same thing. The kingdom of God does not have one single female entity in it. Now, there are entities of female characters that are mentioned in Scripture because God is the husband and the church are the body, and Yeshua is the head and we're the body. But God has always called Israel his adulterous wife, and that's the only thing that God has ever mentioned about a female entity anywhere, and I mean anywhere in this situation I'm talking about, because in the kingdom of heaven, you will not find anything that's in heaven that has any kind of a female connection. It's all male-dominated kingdom, and that's it. So you show me a place anywhere where it says anything about a female entity in heaven, and I'll would love to be corrected if that's true. But I have, in all my studies, have never found that to be true. It's all a male-dominated kingdom. Why? Because the male prodigy is the most powerful that there is. The woman is a weaker vessel, so there's no need for a weak vessel in heaven. It was already a problem for God when he created the devil, and from that issue, I mean, he had a problem with that. So, I mean, if a woman would have been up there, probably would have been, forgive me for saying that, ladies, but could have been even a worse situation. But you know, when the scriptures are pretty clear, I mean, real clear, is the truth. We need to get the truth and hang on to it. If it puts us in our place that we don't want to be, hey, that's just the way it is. We need to accept it and just go on. You know, I didn't make determination of who I am. God did that. He created me for a reason, and he created me for his image so that I could be the head over my wife and over my household, just like he's the head over all things. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So we need to accept the word as it's written. Please, do not rebel. Just receive the word of God as it's written. For the word of God is truth, and the word is what condemns us or brings us to the knowledge of truth. And that's what we're working for, is the knowledge of truth.